Welcome to Less Talk, More Monkey, the Archie McPhee podcast. I'm David Wall, the director of awesome here at Archie McPhee, and today I'm joined by Scott Heffernan, creator of Kitsch, and Shauna Danger, the high priestess of rubber chickens. And surprise, they're here in the intro.
Whoa!
Ooh, it's kind of weird in here.
I know. Weird. It's kind of my man cave in here. I'm sorry. There's a little bit of a mess.
I see a little bit of... What's that over there in the corner?
Well, but we wanted to do this today because we are offering our podcast listeners a secret opportunity.
Yes. So, you know that we gave out, or we sold... 10 super fan, what do we call them? Subscriptions.
Yes.
And we are now, I wanted to call in my sort of Tim Gunn save.
Oh, wait, what?
And add an 11th opportunity for a super fan to subscribe.
Because some of our biggest super fans listen to the podcast and... we wanted to make sure that one of them had it.
Yes, because the other way, we did it through other parts of social media, but we did not do it through a podcast this time. And correct. I think it's really important that our podcast listeners do get a chance.
So the first person to go to McPhee.com/less talk, which is the first part of our podcast name, will have the opportunity to purchase a McPhee Superfan subscription. And our people who listen to the podcast have listened to us talk about it.
Yes, and there's only one, you guys.
And there's only one.
Hurry, you, listening right now.
I'm worried.
You get there.
I'm really worried.
2019 has come to a close.
Yes.
Holy smokes.
And what a crazy year it was.
Yep, very crazy. I'm really looking forward to 2020. First of all, I like the sound of it.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
I like that it just sounds good, right? And it looks good. So 2020, I think it's going to be... That's going to be our decade.
It's going to be ours.
Things are looking up.
Yeah. Things are about to happen for me now.
Well, it is easier to say because on the 20, if you say 2019, 2019, it's like 2020. It's just
so
easy.
Will we be calling it the Roaring 20s?
I don't know.
Or maybe the Boring 20s.
Yawn.
Or maybe Sock 20s.
I wouldn't have thought it, but I'm kind of up for some boring times.
I know, right? I'm with you.
But this year was a good year. Mostly a very good year.
Mostly a very good year. And I wanted to say one sad thing before we got started, though, which is friend of Archie McPhee, Allie Willis, passed away on Christmas Eve, which is very sad.
Yeah.
Rusty wrote a lovely piece on Boing Boing. About Allie coming to her house without knowing who Rusty was, looking at all the stuff around her house and then chanting, one of us, one of us.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt about Allie too. She was one of us. And she truly appreciated Archie McPhee. I tweeted a picture of me standing next to her because she actually had a few Archie McPhee things in her collection. And one was our green thumb watering can. And I lied and said, I said that I came up with the idea for it just because we've all been in that situation. So.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Yeah. But yeah. So, but she passed away and she will be missed. What an amazing life and what an amazing person. And I'm so glad I got an opportunity to meet her.
I know. I'm so glad you got to meet her. And I always thought that I would meet her one day. And I guess that's not going to happen in this lifetime.
No, yeah. But she would have loved Sean. That's right.
And what a Kitsch. The stories of the things in her house are just amazing. And then she also wrote the September song.
I know.
Right. I mean, there's so many parts to her
yeah.
that are just so amazing. What a combination of things that's just so... I do feel like she's an extended Archie McPhee family member.
I agree because she her interests extended from the lowliest Kitsch item to being able to write the music for the Color Purple musical.
Yeah, right.
You know, which is what a breadth of taste to have. So, yeah. And she wrote "You're the Best." I know you're lining up for it. He's going to push that in there too.
Well, So, just to recap real quick, I love the song "You're the Best" from Karate Kid. David Wall, when he met her, him and Rusty had her hold up a picture of me on the Beard of Bees package, and point to the camera and say, you're the best. And I think that's a testament to her character, too. Like, I'm just some stranger, right? And they're just like, hey, will you, like, he's into this song. Like, will you use your, he'll be excited, use your fame to do this. And, like, she's like, yeah, like, I'm game. Like, I thought that was really cool that, like, she would just do that for someone that's just, she's like, awesome. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, really cool. That was a great story. That made me really happy. And then the other part that was cool that we, it's so funny that we think of all these things. And then probably one of the biggest things is that she wrote that Rembrandt song, that it was the Friends theme song.
Which I'll be there for you.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's not even the top of, in our eyes, the top of her accomplishments. No. You know? I mean, she's just amazing. So
she was amazing. So
R.I.P.
Multi-talented, for sure.
We had a surprise on Friday as well.
Yeah, we've had quite a week, last couple of weeks, actually.
Well, it was such a weird one. And Shauna, why don't you tell this, because you actually texted me before it happened.
Yes, so I received a frantic phone call from Yana, and she she's one of the people that works here, and her her daughter's grandmother from Florida contacted her and said, you guys are on Jeopardy. You're a Jeopardy clue. And she sent a picture. And so Yana was like, I don't even know what to do. I don't even know what to do. So she sent me the picture and said, what do we do? What do we do? And I was doing the same thing. I was freaking out. And since it was on the East Coast, then we were able to
watch it happen. Yeah.
Yes. And so we were also able to tell everybody. So I don't know if you want to say what the clue was.
Well, I want to see if Hef can get it.
Okay.
Come on now. I've got some Archie McPhee knowledge under my belt.
You do. Okay.
So the answer was, the company Archie McPhee is known for novelties like this profession action figure with amazing shushing action. And what's the answer?
What is a librarian?
Yep. And the person got it. It was a $400 clue. And so we were all really, really excited. I texted all of us. And I texted Nancy Pearl, who's
Yes, which was awesome.
Yes, she is the librarian that the librarian action figure is based on. She's a former librarian, and we've talked about Nancy a few times. And I texted her, and she was very excited, and then she tweeted about it. And basically, we sort of did a little mini ripple through our community.
Yeah.
And we all got very excited, and then we got to watch it, which was so cool. And you kind of said you could see people responding across the country.
Across the country, yes, which, as you said, who's Googling while they're watching Jeopardy?
I never would think of looking up a place while you, like, you see the name of it and then you Google it. No, I never thought of that. But I'm sure that's common now that I think of it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll start doing it.
Maybe they're cheating. They're, like, trying to look up the answers answer it.
But what a cultural touchstone to be a part of, too. Because I was saying to Shauna earlier today, there's, like, the New York Times crossword puzzle and Jeopardy question are kind of almost on an even keel now to be featured in one.
Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And Jeopardy liked my tweet about it, too.
Oh,
yeah. That's so cool. Yeah. Jeopardy.
They didn't like mine, but it's probably because I shared a video of the clip, and they're like, that's infringement.
They filed a copyright infringement thing against them.
It was very, very exciting. And as Hef and I were saying, it's sort of like, weirdly exciting, like we're kind of geeking out on it a little bit.
Yeah, there's things that are probably in most people's eyes a bigger deal than Jeopardy, but to us that's one of those things is like, no, that's really cool. Yeah. Is the Jeopardy.
Yes, and for years we've had Alex Trebek's picture on our Wall of Fame at the store.
Yep.
So we've been connected to Jeopardy in our own little way. We have his autographed picture. So
nerds love Alex Trebek.
And Archie McPhee. It's a good, and Nancy Pearl. Like, this is a good combination. So, and I heard that Powell's Books was also mentioned on that same Jeopardy.
Oh, good for that. They must have hired a writer from the Pacific Northwest.
That's what we were thinking.
Good for them. And I was also going to say my favorite comment on Facebook, I had said that Nancy Pearl was the answer to the question, and they said, forgive me for being pedantic, but the answer is, what is a librarian?
Yeah.
And I replied, I forgive you.
Nice touch.
It's nice to be forgiven, especially around the holidays.
That was nice of you to forgive
them. That was big of you.
They led with that. They were like, well, forgive me. And I'm like, all right. They've had this conversation more than once. And the NBC News piece, which we had a podcast about last time, but yep. It aired.
It finally aired, and it was funny.
It was funny. Our part
was very short.
Yeah, it was very different than we were picturing.
Which, if you listen to our podcast, you'd think, oh my God, the whole half hour of NBC News is going to be about Archie McPhee. And then it ended up being one shot of Hef and Shauna tasting stuff, one shot of Mark, 8 seconds of me talking, and then kids tasting our candy canes.
Yep.
Well, and the customer, our good customer.
We did see the clip, just a very quick
clip of the customer, too.
Yeah. Did he respond to that? Did you talk
to him?
He was
like, very cool or something like that. Yeah. It was about as much as it would be. But yeah, but it was very strange.
It's all because they thought he was a plant.
I wondered that. I was like, did they cut his part out because they think it was a fake? Because it wasn't.
It was super cute, though. They had all those kids tasting the candy canes.
Yeah, it was really funny. And by the way, I think it's always funny how people think that we don't want them to say yucky things. And we're okay with them saying yucky things about the flavors because they're supposed to be challenging.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be?
It's a good word.
Do you think it would? Do you think they would be more popular if we got mad every time someone said something mean?
No sense of humor about it at all.
Dear and just sir.
Like, people like emailed their taste tests and are like, "This is gross." And we were like, "Why would we post this?"
Yeah, yeah.
That's so wrong.
Be like, "This is libel. We're coming after you."
I've got my panel of lawyers. Yeah, but that, it was still a fun piece, and a lot of people saw it. A lot of people have mentioned it, and I mean. My part was so hilariously short that, you know, all I did was make a disgusting face. And I have a friend who just looped that. And she just looped it.
It was
thanks,
cool.
Thanks, Lily.
It was cool, though. I mean, and as we've been saying, like, people watched it. So they saw us, which was very cool. My childhood best friend, Josh Ingalls. Saw it and said, if you had asked me when we were kids which one of us would have been on national news first, I would have told you David, and it came true.
Oh, that was a good one. Wow, one.
So that was really
nice.
And
you did a really good job. You actually were featured and you actually talked.
I actually spoke. Very briefly.
But you really did a good
and your
job.
Name, and they gave you a name and a title. And
I know. Yeah. I got Director of Awesome up there, which was very cool. I appreciate it. And that was great. It was very, very nice of them to do the story too.
Yep.
And then we appreciated it. I thought also we could go over some of the highlights from during this podcast, because it's kind of a year in review, although I didn't want to do a complete year in review as we've done before. And do you guys, would you rather start with podcasts we've recently done and go backwards or the furthest away and then move towards more recent podcasts?
Furthest away.
I agree.
All right. Gigi Hadid.
Oh, okay. Tiny hands.
You mean Gigi Hadid? <That's>,
yeah. Right? Tiny hands eating a burger?
Yes, she was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
That's right.
You got
it. Okay. Yep. Are you trying? Is this a guessing game, by the way?
No. I was just.
Gotcha.
Is this gotcha journalism again?
This was me just throwing out topics of conversation because I thought it would be fun for us to revisit if there was any new thoughts or information about it. Because another addition this year was Bebo Cornhole.
Yeah.
Oh. I had forgotten about that. That was new this year. Yes. I haven't forgotten about Bebo Cornhole.
That was a really great item that we did.
Yeah.
I love that item. And I guess the updated new.
For here.
Yes, we did it for ourselves.
Yeah. As not an item staff, to sell.
Sort of a staff gift, right? A
yeah.
Gift
yeah.
Of the staff
yeah, yeah,
gift.
Yeah.
We set it up, especially over the summer outside during our barbecues, and it was very fun.
It's a shocking, and I think for everyone that came and visited us, it was a photo op.
It was a photo op, and some of us improved our games throughout the year.
Yeah.
Which one of the people it was a photo op with was also a podcast guest, which was Rusty
Blazenhoff.
Yeah. So, you know, we've already mentioned her once the podcast, but it was a treat to have her come and chat with us.
Yes.
So that was fun.
Postal activities is what I remember from that podcast.
Yes. Yep.
I don't know what we said because I looked at the podcast title for the Bebo Cornhole one, and it was something about Bebo's unremarkable feet. And I don't remember exactly what.
Unremarkable feet.
It must have been because.
Because he has just regular feet?
I don't know.
I have no idea what it was.
All right, we're going to have to re-listen.
We'll have to remark on those.
I mean, why remark upon it?
We got the store van redone this year.
Yes, I have that. Yes, that was a big one. It looks so cool.
And I have to say, every time I see it, I recognize its awesomeness.
I agree.
It has not disappeared for me at all. Like, that's true. The shine is not off of it. Because the old one, not that it wasn't impressive, it was invisible to me. Being cool, and this one still has that sheen of coolness.
It's true. The additional thing I'll say is that normally we have certain people that are the van drivers, and then at the end of the year, people who don't normally drive the van the rest of the year drive it. And so I particularly enjoy that Alistair, perhaps one of our more introverted members, has to drive the van and get honked at and waved at and everything else, and he just tries to just avoid all eye contact, and he just tries to just keep moving.
Here's my question. Does it actually get more reaction than the other van?
It does. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would imagine it does. Yeah. It's a lot more colorful. You probably catch it. It catches your eye a little more. The other one, if you're looking, you would see a big finger monster on it. But this one is kind of colorful all over. It catches your eye better.
I think also it looks like the store. And people are like, the store, rather than just looking like a product.
And the Wallingford Beast is on there multiple times. Pretty much you get a beast for every angle.
Aww, so beastie goodness.
Wherever you are in the freeway, there's a visible beast. Which is awesome.
And that's a plus.
That's just a big plus. Beast. We had another goat day.
Yep.
Yes.
Molly's goats.
A fantastic goat day.
Orville and Wilbur.
And yes. Since then, you've been able to premiere some of the pictures, and we can say that we got a picture of a goat in the pagan breakfast god.
Unbelievable.
Yes. At least it's kind of held over his face. And no, but it was really funny. In fact, there's more pictures to go through. I haven't been able to get to as many as I hoped. It's been a busy, intense year. But
that's on his list for 2020. Get to those goat pictures.
That's true.
I'm going to look at your to-do list for 2020.
Yeah.
Goat pics. I thought that was fun. The Atlas Obscura.
Yes, that was a great thing.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had Atlas Obscura come and get a behind the scenes. Actually, I just heard about a customer who was asking Roger about something, and he goes, yeah, we actually did that because they said, it'd be really great if you closed the store and you had tickets and you could come and have a conversation with the buyers and the owner about what really goes on behind the scenes. And Roger was like, yeah, we did that earlier this year. And the guy was like, what?
Yeah, that's all that fast, too.
Oh, it sold out in minutes.
Yeah,
hours.
Yeah.
It was very fast.
It was very fast.
And we had more people. We had a lot of people on the waiting list for that as well.
Yeah, that was just it popped up and it was like, boom.
That was a fun event.
Well, and right around that same time, and we didn't talk about this too much in the podcast, but we also had the 36% off sale at the store.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
Which is insane.
Yeah, we had 36% off on our 36th anniversary.
The whole store.
Yeah.
Is that something that might happen again?
It could happen again.
You're going to do 36 again?
Could be.
That makes no sense.
Could be more.
I'm glad I waited a year.
One percentage.
You go back down to 35. I don't know. Yeah.
And Shauna premiered the rubber chicken dress.
Oh, yeah. Let's never forget that.
Rubber chicken. How can we?
You were teasing me about the rubber chicken dress last week. You remember, you're like, David Wallace just redid a whole YouTube video just for my rubber chicken dress.
Well, I appreciate how much you appreciate my dress.
I do. The rubber chicken dress is amazing.
It is really amazing.
And you wore it for NBC News. And they did not feature it enough.
No. As usual, you're mad about my dress not being featured enough.
It should have been in the Jeopardy question, too. What mail order company who has a high priestess of rubber chickens that wears a rubber chicken dress?
I also have my rubber chicken, High Priestess Rubber Chicken's sash.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
Which yes. I love. Thank you so made. Much. You have been
long. Yeah. I know. Shauna had that set out in front of her monitor when the NBC News crew was here, too, just in case they happened by.
What if they did? I wanted to feature it.
Understandable. You should have worn it to the meeting. Oh, I wear this to every meeting.
Oh, this sash? This is just a regular meeting. Mm-hmm. It's not fake news.
And I don't know if I should bring this up because I don't have the customer's name here. Oh. But we also had someone send us centaur paintings.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
That's notable.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it started, we got this big box, and it was the week of Christmas, so we're just all crazed and super busy. And Sean was trying to find out who the box was supposed to go to, because it didn't have a name on it, just had Archie McPhee. And so he's running around going, he said to me, you know, somebody got to paint some painting. It's really weird. I go, it's not that weird. Mark's ordered prints before and stuff like that. And so he goes and he goes and he's like, no, it's really weird. It's really different.
Yeah.
And then, so we all gathered around to see what he was talking about. And what it was, how many paintings? Five?
Yeah. Five or six. Five.
Centaur paintings done by Sue
Mewini.
Who says she's an artist, brony, and chocolate enthusiast.
Which you gotta love.
And it was unsolicited. It was just basically a gift for us.
Which I love, because she's like, I wanted to give them to someone who would appreciate them.
Yes, because she said, you know, I don't need them anymore, but somebody needs to love these. And if you don't, I'll never know. It was a cute
and
letter.
And we did.
And there's all different ones. There's an elderly centaur. There's lady centaurs. There's a
zebra centaur.
Yes. And that was quite an unexpected gift for us.
It was, and I think Scott Heffernan declared it December 23rd, Centaur Day.
Centaur Day. Well, I just like, the funniest part of it to me was, because it started quiet, because Sean was like trying to reach out and be like, are these your, did you order a bunch of centaur babies?
He called me first.
Yeah, I told him, I said, it's probably Mark or David Wall, because I've seen them order prints before.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, it's nothing weird. It's not that weird, because he kept going, it's really weird. I go, it's not that weird to get a picture in the mail.
Yeah, but it was like slowly spreading around the company. So then like people were kind of moseying out there and being like, are these anyone's paintings? And like, does someone just not want to claim this now? Like, it was really funny. And then we found the card eventually, but it was just funny the way it unfolded, because it was like, these are, someone ordered these. And like,
exactly. Like, who ordered these hand done centaur paintings?
Yeah.
One of them's pretty racy.
Yeah.
That was the first thing they said to me.
Two of them are pretty racy.
Mm. It was a lot of fun.
It's really funny. We do get sent occasionally things, but I don't know that we've ever been sent anything. Well, that nobody asked for and had no connection with anybody.
Yeah.
And it was just out of the blue, as good as this. This was one of our best ones. We certainly have great relationships with people who make us things and have these connections, but this was completely out of the blue.
It was. I was especially touched by the fact that this person, Sue, had thought of us when she had centaur paintings. And she was like, who in the world is going to appreciate these? And she's just like, oh, Archie McPhee.
Yeah.
We had several things this year where I feel like we had that sense of, they get us.
Yeah.
They get us. Mm-hmm.
And this was definitely one of them.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of which, the Handitar came back this year. 2019 was when the Handitar came back.
And maybe that's what inspired the centaur paintings being sent to us. You never know what you're going to...
I know.
Well, it's just like It's a Wonderful Life. One life touches so many. Handitar touches so many lives. We don't know.
It's just like It's a Wonderful Life.
It's just like that. Especially that part where the rotisserie chicken is cooked using the phonograph.
Yes, exactly.
I did have one Handitar tweet I was especially proud of, which was,
let's hear it.
Well, no, it was my hand wants to wish you a Merry Christmas. And guitar.
With the Santa hat.
With the Santa hat.
Yes.
Yeah. Santa hat guitar.
Not to be confused with Santar.
Right.
That is a different thing. So that was the Centaur thing. We also had a story from the Seattle Channel, which we've recently talked about. Mm-hmm. I wanted to point out, too, has the Yidum controversy come to a close?
No, it's open.
Always wide open.
It's because since that episode, it's become kind of a thing around the office.
Yes.
Where more people are saying it now.
Yeah, it's good not
phrase
closed,
that
it's
you
bigger.
Made up that you said.
It's a great phrase that you made up that I said exactly.
We also started the Cult of Bebo Instagram account this year, which has been fun.
Super fun.
And I noticed Steve posted some of his mask drawings, including his ham mask.
Yeah, that's funny.
I was surprised by that.
I thought that was you because we had just talked like last week and was like, oh, we should do like the Pagan Breakfast God and show both versions or whatever. And then I was like, oh, I guess David all did that.
That's what I thought too.
It
was cute.
But yeah, what a great start to that account.
Right? I know. Like, it's done really well. And it's a great response rate. And it's people that really understand us so we don't have to explain or provide context for things, which is a real relief to Steve and I. Because providing context for some of those, but the text part would be like, well, if a picture is worth 1,000 words, it would be like 5,000 words.
Right,
because you couldn't just explain the picture. You'd have to go into the past and explain all this stuff. And instead, we can just write one thing. And people just get us.
Yeah.
I was going to say, too, I did the top 9 Instagram pictures from posted them over the weekend, too. Although I'm sure they've changed now because that Jeopardy post is doing so well.
Mm.
But the top one of the picture of the year was one I believe Angela did. It's a cat cuddling with a rubber chicken under a sheet. And it says, when you don't want to get up because you have to go to work instead of Archie McPhee. And then I also posted one of Angela's cat, Mr. Oliver Beans, cuddled up with a rubber chicken. And they're two of our top pictures of the year.
Wow. That's telling us something.
Well, that was I'm putting that out there, the cat rubber chicken connection.
Because
people use those big rubber chickens as dog chew toys. Mm-hmm. Is there something with cats and rubber chickens that we're not getting a hold
of
as much as
we
should?
Yes, there is. We just got to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the store also did this beautiful cat cult picture with a giant cat head with all the little tiny ones.
Yes.
That is one of my favorite Instagram pictures of the year, too. Yeah, it's cat squirrel feeder head surrounded by cat finger puppets. I love that one. And I didn't want to forget this either, which is why I pulled it up.
Oh, the proposal at the store in front of the
proposal at the store.
Rubber chicken.
It was amazing.
Oh, that was so sweet.
I know. I just wanted to bring that up, too, as one of the important things that happened at Archie McPhee this year. Because that was so touching. And hopefully they will come back on an anniversary at some point.
Yeah.
Because I would love to hear, how it's going.
Yeah. Oh, that's really, really sweet.
Oh, what a year.
I know. And we have so many ideas for next year. I think it's going to be a hopping year for new things and new ideas.
I'm going to throw some words out there. Possum.
Reapers.
Yeah. Whoa. Shauna.
Possum reapers?
Yep.
Possum reapers.
Possibly.
Hmm. Hef, draw a possum reaper.
I will.
Check out what we're up to at Archie McPhee at McPhee.com. That's MCPHEE.com.